عن رعيته، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, once again, we express our thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many wonderful blessed ni'mats and favors that He has given us and He continues to give us. From the food that we eat, to the water that we drink, to the shelter above our heads, to the means of transportation that we utilize, to the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All these are ni'mats and favors from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which we need to continue thanking Him. Of course, the greatest and the most precious and the most virtuous and the most valuable of all these ni'mat and favors from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This belief in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And it is our duty as Muslims, as believers, to firstly appreciate this ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make every effort to maintain this ni'mat and to protect this ni'mat of iman from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We find, my dear brothers, that as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to lead our lives in a certain manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through the medium of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is halal, what is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance in the form of His holy book, the Qur'an. And it is our responsibility as believers, as mu'mineen, to first of all learn about those things that apply to us as believers. What are our responsibilities as believers? What is compulsory upon us? What is halal? What is haram? And of course, this learning is something which starts at a very early age. It is something which starts at a very early age. And as parents of children, it is the responsibility of the parents to ensure that they make an effort to ensure that their children have or attain the relative knowledge of deen which will make them practicing Muslims. We find that, we know now it is the beginning of the year, and we have made an effort to enroll our children in different secular institutes as far as their schooling is concerned, and perhaps if they completed their matric, then as far as their tertiary education is concerned, we have enrolled them in schools, in colleges, and we have made an effort to educate them as far as the dunya is concerned. And of course, more important than that is their dini education. Is that knowledge which will allow them to know what is halal, what is haram. That knowledge which will allow them to know what are their responsibilities as Muslims in terms of the five pillars of Islam. What is compulsory upon them. What is haram for them. What they cannot do. What they can do. And that knowledge which will allow them to become practicing Muslims. In the hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim wa muslima. The attaining of the obtaining of that knowledge which makes you a practicing Muslim is actually compulsory upon you. It is compulsory upon you to obtain and to get that amount of knowledge which makes you amil, or it allows you to make amal upon the sharia. It makes you a practicing Muslim. This is something which is compulsory. And in another hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyati. Every single one of you is a shepherd, and every single one of you will be questioned regarding his flock. If you are a parent and you have your family that is under you, your wife and your children that are under you, and they go astray because of your negligence, they go astray because of your indifference, you are not making fikr for their deen, etc., then eventually you are going to be questioned about it. You are going to be questioned because you do not make an effort to enroll your children in the madrasa. You do not make an effort to give your children the proper Islamic dini education which will allow them to lead their lives as Muslims. So my dear brothers, very important point to keep in mind that just as we make an effort to secure our secular education for our children, more important, of course, it goes without saying that we have to ensure that we give them a sound Islamic knowledge and they have a solid foundation as far as this deen is concerned. We find that if we do not pay importance to this fact, if we do not make an effort to give them that solid Islamic foundation, that solid Islamic grounding, then we find that these very same children will become very same children will become a means of us leading very miserable lives. If a child has not been taught what it is to be a good Muslim, what it is to be a good human being, what it is to fulfill the rights of your parents, to fulfill the rights of those that are around you, to carry yourself in a proper manner, to have the proper Islamic akhlaq, then what type of a life will that child lead? And do we have any hope of that child treating us in a good manner if we only going to worry about his dunya, the education of his dunya, if we only going to worry about giving him that the best education as far as the dunya is concerned? Of course, we do not say that that is not permissible. That is of course definitely needed. We have to ensure that our children have a proper foundation as far as the dunya is concerned. They are independent of people. They are able to fend for themselves financially. But at the same time, more important than that is that we have to ensure that their iman is preserved and that their Islamic identity is not compromised in the process of them trying to get the knowledge of this dunya. So we find that if a person does not give his child the proper Islamic knowledge, the proper Islamic education, then that child of his can actually become his enemy. In ayat the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually says that, O you who believe, some of your wives and some of your children are actually your enemies. They actually can become your enemies. And if you have to look at the explanation of this ayat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to explain to us that those of our wives and children that want to encourage us to do those things that are haram, want to encourage us to go to those places that are haram, and want to encourage us perhaps to not live an Islamic lifestyle, those children and those wives are actually our enemies. Because they are not actually worried about our success. Our true success of course lies in the Akhirat. And if you are not going to make amal upon the Sharia, if you are not going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to follow these wishes of our wives and children who are not encouraging us toward Islam, then actually these wives and children of ours are our enemies. And we find this is what will be the end result of a person who does not ensure that his child or his children are given a proper Islamic education. And we find that one of the signs of Qiyamah, in a hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. One of the signs of Qiyamah is that a woman will actually give birth to her master. A woman will actually give birth to her master in the sense that this child that she gives birth to now, this child, because perhaps not enough effort was made upon his tarbiyat and he was not given the proper Islamic knowledge, this child now will actually not obey his parents. This child now will actually make his parents obey him. This child will actually become like the master to his own mother. So this will be the end. This is perhaps the end result of not making an effort as far as the deen of our children is concerned. And we find, my dear brothers, nowadays, it is even more important for us to ensure that our children have a solid Islamic foundation. Because the things that we are exposed to nowadays is not like that of the past. We know everyone nowadays is on WhatsApp, on social media, on Facebook, and everyone now is able to view any video at any time. If a video is taken on one side of the world, in a matter of minutes, that video can become viral on the other side of the world. And our children and our families are exposed to many things which they were not exposed to before. And as far as the TV and movie programs are concerned, we know that a lot of things now are portrayed as normal, which are completely abnormal as far as homosexuality is concerned, etc. We find these are things that our children are exposed to. Together with that also, we find that there are many corrupt ideologies and beliefs that are being spread on the different media channels, etc., on the internet, etc. And we have to ensure that our children have the solid dini foundation. They know their beliefs. They know what is permissible, what is not permissible. And they are fully aware of their aqidah and their beliefs. So that when they are faced with the onslaught of these corrupt ideologies or these corrupt beliefs, then they are able to differentiate between that which is right and that which is wrong. So my dear brothers, in the light of now the situation that ourselves, our children, our families are exposed to even more fitnas, so all the more reason why we should give them a more solid foundation as far as the deen is concerned. So when their ideologies, different types of tendencies, etc., then they are able to weather the storm of these things. And we find, my dear brothers, that the more effort we put into something, normally when a person has a business and he spends many years building up that business, he puts his hard work and sweat and effort into that business, then we find that he will actually know, or he will actually appreciate, and he will know the value of that business. Now if his son has to come and his son has to take over the business, he will not have as much regard or as much value or appreciation for that business as his father has, because his father spent many decades putting in many hours, spending his time, his blood and sweat in that business, building up that business to the stage that it is now. So his father will have the proper appreciation for that business. So, my dear brothers, as far as the deen of our children is concerned, we have to ensure now it is about time that we make an effort in the direction of building the deen of our children. We have to ensure that they have a proper Islamic foundation. We have to ensure that they spend their time in a proper company. We have to ensure that they spend their time in deeni programs. We have to ensure that they stay away, or we have to try and ensure that they stay away from bad company, not go to those places which are of detriment to the iman, etc. And we find, my dear brothers, that as I mentioned, the dangers of not giving our children a proper Islamic education, those are the dangers that we'll face, that same child can become a means of, that same child can become a burden to us, that same child can make our life miserable. If that child is not given a proper Islamic education, that child now develops some evil habits as far as perhaps drugs are concerned, or perhaps that child now gets involved with the wrong woman, and now that child now will begin to treat his parents not in a proper manner. He will give preference to that girlfriend or that wife of his because he was not given that proper Islamic education in the beginning. On the other hand, my dear brothers, if we have to give our children that proper Islamic education, if we have to ensure that we enroll them in a madrasa, they are taught the Quran Sharif, they are taught how to read the Quran, they are taught how to understand the Quran, they are taught the different rulings of this deen, then we will find that there is only great benefit in this, there is only great reward in this. We find that Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the great elders of the past, the first student of Darul Uloom Deoband, when he was in prison in Malta for his activities against the British, and he came out after 4 years, then he mentioned a very important thing, and he said to the group of people that had gathered there, he mentioned to them that I pondered over the decline of the Ummah for these years, and I came to two conclusions. And he mentioned the first reason for the decline of the Ummah is because of our abandonment of the Quran. Because we have abandoned the Quran, because we have not taken full advantage of the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not making amal on the Quran, that is why the Ummah is beginning to decline and slide. And secondly, he mentioned because of our infighting. So my dear brothers, if we want this Ummah to become strong again, if we want to develop ourselves as an Ummah again, then we have to ensure that we build up a strong link with the Quran. In a hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you are those that learn the Quran and teach it. The best of you are those that learn the Quran and teach it. We find in different ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us how this Quran is a means of hidayat for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one ayat, we know regarding the month of Ramadan, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It is a means of hidayat for the people. But my dear brothers, it can only be a means of hidayat if we have the ability to take the lessons from the Quran, if we make an effort towards learning from the Quran, then it will only be a means of hidayat for us. If we are not going to teach our children how to recite the Quran, how to learn the meaning of the Quran, then how will it guide them? How will it be a means of guidance for them? It will not be a means of guidance for them. So we have to make an effort in that regard. And we find that these children of ours, if we are not going to make an effort on them being good Muslims, then we know that once we pass away, there will be no one left for us. There will be no one that will be left to read for us. There will be no one that will be left to send thawab to us. We find in the hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, then all his a'mal come to an end. Except three things. Sadaqatun jariya. That sadaqah which he gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he built a masjid. And he is getting the reward continuously for that. Or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. Or that knowledge which he taught someone. And now that person is passing that knowledge on. Or that person is passing that knowledge on now. He will be continue getting the reward for that. Or waladun salihun yad'u lahu. Or if this person left behind a pious child. This person left behind a pious child, that child now will continue making dua for him. That child will continue making dua for him, and in that way, this will benefit that person. So, my dear brothers, this is how it is important for us to ensure that we make an effort on the deen of our children, as far as our children is concerned. And you find that ulama has mentioned an incident in the books of hadith that it is mentioned regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was passing the graveyard and he could see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to see that a certain person was getting azab in the qabr. A certain person was getting punishment in the qabr, in the grave. And when he had gone and done, completed a certain work or errand of his, and he had come back now, when he came back in the same direction, he found that the azab of that person was lifted. This person was no longer getting azab. This person's condition had changed. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam went and inquired from the family of that person. And it was told to him, or rather Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went and he performed some salat. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to him the reason behind this. And it was revealed to him that this person was undergoing certain punishment because of the lifestyle that he led in this world. But on that very day, his child had started learning in the madrasa. His child had started reciting, and his child had read the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, I did not feel it appropriate that now the child of this person started saying my name and started learning about my deen, and I must continue punishing this person. So my dear brothers, this will be the benefit of us ensuring that our children get a solid foundation in deen, that our children are given the proper Islamic and dini knowledge. We find in another hadith, Nabi Sam has mentioned that man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi. That person that recites the Quran, if we make our children now learn the Quran and recite the Quran, wa amila bima fi. But we do not only make them recite the Quran. We ensure that they become amil on the Quran. We ensure that they make amal on the Quran and everything that is in the Quran and everything that the Quran represents. And they are proper good Islamic, they are proper good Muslims. Then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. The parents of this person will be given crowns to wear on the day of Qiyamah. Because now this person started reciting the Quran, the parents made an effort for this person to start learning the Quran, learning about and making amal on the Quran, his parents now will be given crowns to wear on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to appreciate this blessed and wonderful deen and to make an effort to ensure that our children also become practicing Muslims and to ensure that our children also go in the direction of always trying to learn about aspects of this deen and becoming proper good Muslims. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhara da'ana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.